From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama meets Monday with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, after arriving in Cuba Sunday, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in 90 years. He restored diplomatic relations with Cuba last year after a 55-year break. Mr. Obama was greeted by Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez. Aside from a walking tour of Old Havana, he met with U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you. Every single day, you're bringing the Cuban people and the American people closer together.
Mr. Obama's also to meet with members of Cuba's civil society, Cuban entrepreneurs, and deliver an address to the Cuban people during a historic three-day visit. As he arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators opposed to the Castro government. More than 50 were detained, including the leader of the opposition group Ladies in White, Berta Soler. She said they were gathered to exercise their rights, including the right of protest. Cuba recently released some political prisoners and has taken small steps to open up internet access. The Democratic Republic of Congo is extraditing one of the most wanted suspects in the Rwandan genocide to face charges for his crimes. Ladislas Ntaganzwa was arrested in eastern Congo last year, transferred into UN custody early Sunday before being sent to the Rwandan capital, Kigali. He's expected to be tried on 9 counts of genocide, crimes against humanity, and violations of the Geneva Conventions. 800,000 Tutsis and politically moderated Hutus were killed in the 1994 genocide.